you told me I'd have an interview about Thanks Grilling, I'd say I'm booking it. I'm ready to talk to anybody about that. We're going to find out what that all really means. Does it mean just the sides? Does it mean the whole bird? Well, the guy who can give us the answers to that is Chef Jason Morris. He's a grilling expert joining us this morning. Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
Hey, I'm great, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
All right, great. Okay, we're planning our Thanksgiving meal, and we've got a grill. Where do we start?
Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to start with the brining process. That, I'll tell you, is the insurance policy that you're going to have a juicy, delicious turkey.
And how do we go about that process? And are we talking about a frozen defrosted, a fresh bird? What's your preference on those type of things?
You know, my preference is either frozen defrosted or fresh. They're both going to produce a really fantastic product. And then you're giving it a really flavorful bath, right, in a great solution of herbs and spices and aromatics and salt and sugar.
What does that actually do then for the turkey? What benefit are we getting out of that?
Well, you're going to get a lot of moisture. So that turkey is going to absorb a lot of moisture from that brine, but a very flavorful moisture. So you're really ensuring that you have a ton of flavor packed in there, and it's going to be extra moist so that when it comes time to serve it to your family and friends, you are going to be the legend at Thanksgiving.
I've never used brine before. Is this something I can make, or do I go to the store? Where do I get this?
Well, you can get brines at your local Ace Hardware. They've got a wide selection of brines and rubs and sauces to flavor your turkey this year.
All right, how do we put it on the grill? What size grill do we need, first of all, to be able to put a turkey on there?
Well, I mean, from the Weber, the Traeger, Big Green Egg, we've got multiple sizes of all of those big three brands, and I think it's going to be dependent upon the size of the turkey. I mean, I'm cooking 24-pounders this year, and I know I can fit them really across all of those grills, but let your turkey be the determining factor in the size of your grill.
How long does that take to cook a 24-pound turkey on a grill?
We're going to cook ours at about 350 degrees, and we're looking at about 15 to 17 minutes per pound for that cooking process. And then at the very end, we will turn that temperature up a little bit to make sure that we brown the skin off and get a little of that crispy turkey skin.
What do we get grilling that we wouldn't get if we just put it in the oven?
You know what's nice is we're thinking outside the oven this year, so we're really taking our Thanks grilling kind of into the backyard, and you're going to get a much better flavor. I think whether you're using a Traeger, you're going to get that wood-fired flavor. If you're using Weber, you're going to get, you know, a little flavor of the grill, and on that Big Green Egg, you're going to get that beautiful, big, bad, bold charcoal flavor.
How about the sides? What else can accompany our turkey under that grill?
So stuffing is my absolute go-to when it comes to the grill because I'll throw it in a cast iron pan and I get that beautiful exterior edge of the pan is all crispy for the people that love crispy stuffing. And then right in the middle, I get that beautiful soft stuffing. And then this year, we're doing everything from our corn pudding or corn casserole and even cheesecake on the Traeger.
I'm just pausing when you said that because you're bringing some dessert into the topic here. So we're talking from beginning to end for our meal. We could do that.
Totally. I love the savory side of grilling. I think it's fantastic. But I really love the sweet side, too. So from that cheesecake, we have a great pumpkin cheesecake. We also have a really cool carrot bread pudding.
Now, are we talking charcoal, gas? Is there a difference in how we operate with this?
You know, I think it's a flavor preference. I know my audience. I cook for at my house, my family. There's times where they really want that fast and easy on the gas grill. There's times where my kids are like, hey, Dad, let's have a little wood-fired flavor. And then there's times where we know we want that big charcoal flavor. So, depending on who you're cooking for your audience for Thanksgiving, I usually let that guide my decision of what the bird is going to be flavored with when it comes to the grill.
Now, a lot of times when people are doing things for Thanksgiving, they're getting up early in the morning. What time do you start this process?
Yeah, my Thanksgiving process starts on Wednesday. So I'll get the bird and the brine on Wednesday and relax. And then I like to do a lot of my pre-prep ahead of time. So I'll do mashed potatoes ahead of time. And what I'll do is make them and cool them down. That way Thursday I have a lot more time to spend around the family. I can focus on the bird, getting it on the grill, let it do its thing. And then I'll reheat some of my side dishes and finish anything at the last minute.
When the turkey is done with the grill, do you let it kind of set for a while?
I do. I definitely rest the turkey. Probably, I usually rest about 15 or 20 minutes while you're finishing the gravy and then also making sure you get all your family coordinated so they can sit down and we can start to devour this amazing feast.
Can you do anything with cranberries in a grill?
You could smoke them ahead of time if you want. The nice thing about cranberries on a gas grill, you'll get a super hot heat. You can actually break them down and caramelize them a little bit. So definitely cranberry sauce on a grill or a smoker is next level.
Our guest this morning, Chef Jason Moore, is talking about grilling. Thanks Grilling is the title we're talking about. Where can we find some of those recipes or things you talked about to get us started?
Absolutely. You can head to acehardware.com/thanksgrilling. They can find recipes, do a little bit of research there. We've got a ton of content. And then head into your local Ace Hardware. Let our helpful folks walk you through all the best brands in grilling. And who knows, they'll maybe even help you introduce you to the grill of your dreams.
Thanks very much, Jason. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks.